If you'll pardon the pun, the Lloyd Library, that wonderful repository of all sorts of plant-based information, has been blooming in recent years, and that's certainly true this spring. March 6th through May 22nd, the Lloyd, which is free and open to the public, will be featuring exhibitions from women in their collection, along with several different presentations. Here to talk with us about the Lloyd Library, why they're focusing on the theme Women and Nature and Arts, Science and Letters this spring, as well as some of the events, is Patricia Van Schaik, the Executive Director of the Lloyd, and I am delighted to welcome her.
Thank you, Barbara.
So why is the Lloyd focusing on women this spring?
Well, a couple of reasons. We have a number of works in our collection, but it's something that I think a lot of people, they hear about the Lloyd brothers, and they sort of wonder, are there any women of the Lloyd? And that's something that I have been aware of since I started, that in fact, we do have some pretty amazing works by women, and something that the curators of this exhibition were aware of as well. So we were wanting to showcase those works to give them a focus. And when we learned that 2020 was considered the year of the woman, it's 100 years since women got the right to vote here in the United States, but it's also something that's being celebrated by cultural and arts organizations as well. We thought the timing was just right.
Tell us about some of these women who are in your collection.
Sure. Well, first of all, they're women fairly well known, and some of them are completely obscure. So we're excited about bringing both to light. Probably one that recently is more famous than some of the others is Maria Sibylla Marion. She was a German woman that, with the sponsorship of the Dutch government, went to Suriname in the late 1600s. This is before there was a taxonomy system. So she saw plants that Europeans had never seen before. She illustrated them. She described them. She talked about how the people in Suriname, the indigenous people, used the plants. And it's still an amazing resource and just beautiful, lavishly illustrated book. So it's one of the prizes that we're bringing out. But we're also bringing out works by women, as I said, that were obscure and hidden. And this is not unusual. In fact, you might not even know they were by women, or they would be Mrs. Frances Sinclair, or they might just be initials, so you weren't clear what the gender was. For single women, sometimes they would not even mention the women's name. They would say, this book is by the author of such and such, and they would name the book, but not the woman. Other times, we have books that are written and published by men. We find men's names on the books, and then we open the books, and we find out that 37 of the 40 illustrations were by women. So a lot of discovery.
I think one name that popped out for me was Elizabeth Blackwell. I think we have certainly, in terms of film and so forth, been exposed to more information about her. But I do want to move on to this really ambitious and diverse series of lectures or presentations that the Lloyd is giving over the spring. There are two each in March, April, and May.
Correct.
So let's talk about March first.
And I just wanted to also mention the mission of the Lloyd is, in short, to bring science, art, and history to life. So we're bringing these works to life through the exhibition, but we also want to connect them with contemporary topics today. So in March, we have two things that, again, very true to our mission. One is called Saving All Plants by Valerie Pence, the director of plant research for the Cincinnati Zoo. And what some people may not be aware of is that globally, she and her team are responsible for both saving plants from extinction and also reintroducing them into areas where they were about to become extinct. So she's going to talk about her work with that. Another program that we are very, very excited about is the Nature-Based Discovery for Breast Cancer. And these are two out-of-town international experts that will be coming to this program, Susan Horwitz and Susan Mooberry. Susan Horwitz is the person whose research and discovery led to the development of the drug Taxol, which many people are familiar today. It's used to treat breast cancer, ovarian cancer, and lung cancer, to name a few. Susan Mooberry is currently working on treatments for triple-negative breast cancer, which is the most deadly and the hardest yet to get a handle on. It's very exciting that the two of them will be coming and talking about their work.
And so then we move on to April, and again, two interesting and varied presentations.
The first one, which is Aging and Memory Through the Lens of Science and Literature, seems like every day there's somebody that has a loved one or someone they know that's dealing with Alzheimer's and dementia. And this was something that we really wanted to look at. What's interesting about this particular program is that it has a literary focus, but it's books that were written by scientists, by a neuroscientist. And Annette Januzzi Wick, who is local here and has just published a book called I'll Have Some of Yours on her experiences with her mother and her memory loss.
So then, a force of nature. Who is Lucy Braun?
She was a woman in the early 20th century. Actually, she wrote books through the 1950s. Who was one of the first women to receive a PhD from the University of Cincinnati in a science-related field. The title of this documentary is A Force for Nature, and she really was a force for nature. She was instrumental in founding the Nature Conservancy and even the U.S. Forest Service that we have today. She was a force behind that. We're really lucky because this documentary, we're having the filmmaker, Meg Hannerin, will be doing a Q&A and doing an introduction to the film. And then one of our fellows, Alyssa Yancey, who is doing research on the Brown sisters, and also another friend of theirs and botanist, Elizabeth Brockschlager, will be moderating.
And that brings us to May.
Yeah, we're very excited about May, too. Again, we're looking to nature, and we're looking to nature for health. We're going to have Rama Kasturi, who is discussing parks as health spaces. She is the author of a recently published book, Four Seasons in Burnett Woods, and also the art and the photography from her book will be on display at the Lloyd Library as well.
And finally,
Integrative Health and Wellness, and this is by Kathy Rosenbaum, who is a pharmacist and deals with integrative health. This is very much in the tradition of the Lloyd brothers more than 100 years prior, both being pharmacists and also looking to natural methods. One of the things I guess I should say, too, about the Lloyd brothers is that they looked at treating illness as the whole system. So they didn't just go after a single disease, but they looked at how the whole body gets strong and how one thing impacts another. So again, this really is coming sort of full circle back to our founding.
Patricia, I think that we were talking before we went on air, and there are a couple of special events that you've also created in relation to. Is this in relation to the opening reception?
All of these programs that we talked about are additional events. They are free and open to the public. They do require reservations. So if people go to our website, they can find the registration information. One thing that does not require registration is our opening reception, and that's this Friday night, March 6th from 5:30 to 8. We expect a really nice time. You'll be able to see the work. Some of our program presenters will be there, as well as Rama talking about her photography. And we're also really excited because the Muse Cincinnati Women's Choir is going to be making a performance there as well. So we really hope everybody can come down, help us celebrate the kickoff for this, and then also return throughout the next few months to see the exhibition and for our programs.
This is such an impressive lineup. I thank you so much. I'm sure it's much hard work, labors of love, no doubt, on your
part. Absolutely.
But what a gift to the city, making all these interesting programs possible. I want to thank you for visiting with us tonight. I just want to remind people that the Lloyd Library and Museum is located at 917 Plum. It's free and open to the public, as are the programs we've talked about. Light refreshments are also provided. The Lloyd Library does ask you to register in advance, and you'll find more information about all these fascinating programs and the Lloyd at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.